In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How greatly does God love the penitent? Today we celebrate Saint Peter of Alcantara, who was in the 16th century one of the great penitents and preachers of God. He was born at Alcantara in Spain, and when he was 16 years old, he entered the order of Friars Minor, or Franciscans as they are known. He felt a great desire to bring back the observance of the rule of Saint Francis in its strict form of old times. Saint Peter was a helper of another holy reformer of that era, Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa received a revelation from God that Saint Peter was such a great servant of Lord that anyone needed just ask anything in his name and the request would be granted. So, of course, Saint Teresa frequently asked Saint Peter to pray for her and for her reform, and she used to call him a saint while he was still alive. Saint Peter of Alcantara was truly one of those few privileged souls who received extraordinary graces to do extraordinary deeds. His presence alone seemed a powerful sermon, and it was said that he had only to show himself to work conversions. One of the great acts of humility was his custody of his eyes. In this he followed sternly his great Franciscan predecessors. Saint Francis, as we read, was obliged by his duties to deal constantly with women, but he never knew any one of them by sight, but only by the tone of their voice. It is told of Saint Clare that she had never seen the face of a man until she once, on raising her eyes to the sacred host in the priest's hands, happened to see the priest's face, and she bitterly deplored the involuntary fault of this casual look. And so also with Saint Peter, when he was still a novice and in charge of the refectory, he was once reproached that he had never given the friars any fruit, to which he answered innocently that he had never seen any. He had never, in fact, lifted his eyes to the ceiling of the refectory, where fruit was hanging in bunches. And later, though he had walked for full 3 years in the streets of the city with his own religious as his companions, he had never looked the face of any woman. In fact, he had never lifted his eyes to even see the roof of the church where he so frequently prayed. So intense was Saint Peter's habit of keeping his eyes downcast. The bodily mortifications of Saint Peter were also very severe. Actually, Saint Teresa said of him that Saint Peter seemed no longer to me to be made of flesh, but from the roots of trees. So thin was his face, so hollow his eyes, and so dried up were all his members. He really appeared to be not a man, but a walking ghost of penance. And this doesn't come as a surprise when you hear about his penances. For the space of 40 years, he never slept more than an hour and a half in a day, and so that sleep would not betray him by keeping him asleep longer time, he used to sleep with his head laid upon a piece of wood projecting from the wall. He wore nothing but one tunic, and when, from time to time, he washed it in cold water, he put it on again when it was dripping wet. He went always barefoot over rocks, through thorny places, over ice and snow, with his head uncovered and exposed to the winds and rain, to hail and frost. Nor did he ever, by hat or hood of his habit, protect his head from the rays of the sun. In midwinter, while a cold north wind was blowing, he used to throw open the door and window of his narrow cell, and to remain unflinchingly exposed to the full blast of the wind. And, as if this were not enough, he would go and plunge himself into frozen ponds, so that the cold might penetrate to his bones. The reason for his exposure to cold was, of course, a penitential act, but he had also a very concrete reason to do that, for the love of God and his neighbor, which was shed into his heart, sometimes burnt him so ardently that he had to run from his cell into the open air to cool himself. Finally, when he was 63 years old, he died. At the instant of his death, Saint Teresa, who was then very far off, saw him carried to heaven. He, who had in his lifetime been a living saint to Saint Teresa, now appeared to her afterwards and said, "Oh, what a happy penance to have won for me such glory." In bringing forward these well-authenticated facts, I do not wish to tell that you should follow after the example of this illustrious penitent to the extent to make use of the weather, the wind, heat and cold, frost and sunshine, and of so many tortures, or to torment and disfigure one's body, and, as it were, to annihilate it. Our bodies could not stand it, nor does God require it of us. But the principle of Saint Peter and other great saints must be kept always before us, and that is not to let our senses, our bodies, or our own desires to take us their captives. Mortification in small things shows our willingness to give up something which pleases us for the sake of something which pleases God. And we have so many great saints as today's Saint Peter, from whom we can and should ask intercession. They, the great saints of God, are now so glorious in heaven, and for their great heroism and penitence, God hears their intercession and shows mercy and kindness to us who still struggle here below. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.